Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check that out and give it a chance. Subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. It's right there on the right, up top, upper right. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon. We haven't missed an edition since November of 97 when we started doing it. I'm sorry, 99, since we started doing the newsletter in 99. Haven't missed an edition, a Sunday afternoon edition. And if you subscribe, it's free, and you'll get it. You'll be able to take the poll we ask every week. We offer you every week. You'll get two articles. You'll get you'll see some of the interviews that we thought were great last week, and to show you who's going to be on this coming week. And if you decide you don't like it, if it's in your way, it's not what you thought, just unsubscribe, and it'll happen automatically. You know, I don't even know that you did it. I won't even know you did it. So hope you'll use that. We're pretty proud of it. So I want to add a little bit to what I was just talking about. These are really tough times for a lot of folks. Even the people who are doing well, and there are people who are doing well. Even those people have had to make a lot of adjustments. There's still a bunch of uncertainty. We're still dealing with politicians who don't understand the difference in trying to control and manipulate us and seeking solutions. We got a whole lot of that going on. Way too much of that going on. And so there's a lot of stuff going on right now. And in your business, there's a lot of, you know, you're not sure about which where to do to make your investments. But one of the things I want to make sure that you do, and this is something I talked about in the last segment, and it's just one of the lessons, and it was about not wishing your life away. Let's be careful not to wish our lives away. I used to do this. I had 1 year where I was doing something that I just hated it. And I wished my life away. I lost that year because I hated what I was doing so much. It wasn't my job. It was something else, and I just hated it. And I learned a lesson from that. I learned that I didn't need to do that, and because it was hurting me. So no matter what's going on with you right now, this is the only day today that you get. This is the whatever day this is that you're thinking about this. It's the only one you're going to get. You don't get to go back and, this isn't dress rehearsal. You don't get to go back and do it over again tomorrow. This is the only one you get. The people you meet, the things you do, the accomplishments you make, the lessons that you learn from your mistakes, this is the only one you get. And don't wish your life away. And one of the ways to do that is by realizing that If you're wishing your life away, it's because you've decided, well, that's better than where I am. Whatever that thing is that I want out there tomorrow or a year from now, whatever that thing is, that's better than now. Well, guess what? Maybe it may or may not be, but remember the Blasingame's small business law of perspective. Making profit is better than having it. Small. If you think about it, I know you want to make a profit. I know you want to accomplish a lot, but don't forget to enjoy the moment of creating it. You're never going to be more alive than when you create something. And someone once said to me, the times that they were the most creative were when they were up against it the most. When they were up against it the most was when they were the most creative. So think about that. If you're up against it right now, if you're thinking you're up against it, then, you know, you're feeling, you're wide awake, right? You're not nodding off in the middle of the day. Think about letting the creative juices go. And you could literally, you could easily look back on today, a day that you don't feel great about, but you could look back and say, wow, that's the day I invented this, or I created that, or everything I have is based on the thing that I learned that day. The day that when you woke up that morning, you were hoping would be over soon. When can I get to tomorrow? When can I get to next year? Be careful about wishing your life away. Be careful, and as Sheree Carter Scott's rule, that rule that she had, I think it was number 6, there is no better than here. There is no better than here. So just think about this. What's going to be more important to you, to have something or to achieve having something? And I think you know, they you play a game for 2 hours in order to win, but with the winning, you know, the celebration lasts a minute or two. The winning, the process of getting there lasts 2 hours. So don't lose those 2 hours. If it's going to take you 5 years to get your business where you think it needs to be, well, don't lose those 5 years. And of course, once you go through this, once you've had a little of this behind you, you've got a track record, you'll have a better perspective. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.